Hi, welcome back to Ayan Chats. Please make sure you're following on social media, Twitter Ayan Chats, Instagram Ayan Marian, to stay updated and to know when new episodes are coming out. Please enjoy the following episode. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Ayan Chats. I know I've been gone for a long time and I know there's no excuse for that, but I'm back and I'm gonna try to be more consistent. So this episode we're gonna talk about poetry, and this is something that I love. And if you know me, you know I love spoken word. Like, I have a weakness for spoken word, and I don't know why, I just like it, you know. And the reason why I want to talk about poetry is because it's really powerful and it can affect all types of people from all generations, from all ethnicities, from all backgrounds. And it can make people think about many things, including love, loss, depression. Like, a lot of people can relate to poetry. And it's an opportunity to play with language where there's no rules. That's what I love about it. Because I'm more of a maths person. And with English, I don't like the rules, if you know what I mean. I don't like the fact that you have to word yourself in a structural kind of way. And even, like, with English, I never... Even though I did get good grades, because, you know, I'm a little nerd. But I didn't get, like, that there was no correct answer. Or if two different examiners mark your work, they're going to mark it in, like, two different ways for English language. So one might say you got this grade, another one might say you got this grade, and then just average it out. But with maths, you have one correct answer. But what I love about poetry is that nothing is incorrect. And nothing is correct. I prefer that, like... You can just be yourself, write the way you want to. You know, you can create new words, or you can mix languages together, or you can make your sentences short, or you can make them all long, or you can structure it in a certain way where on the page it makes a shape and you can read it out in a certain way, or and different people will read it in a different way to you, or different people will interpret it in a different way. So you might write it about a particular topic, but for someone else, because of the way you wrote it, they may interpret it in another way. So it's like you're writing a song but with words, and that's what I love about poetry. And with poetry, it can help you to explore your thoughts and your feelings, and it can make it easier to make sense about your feelings through the writing it down, or reading the poetry, and like reading a poem that you relate to. And it helps you to explore yourself and how you're feeling today, or if you wrote an old poem, how you felt back then. Or it can help you with history. Like, it can help you understand how the people back then thought. It can help people to remember. For example, many cultures such as the Greeks and Egyptians, they use poems to communicate history, religion, sciences, philosophy. And the reason why they did this is because it helped them to memorize and to distribute and share their ideas around the world. And that's what I like about poetry, because it's different. And it's like it brings people together, and it's similar around the world. Like, a lot of cultures used poems and their wording or their memorization of certain stuff to share, or to have like a song, or, you know, to learn complicated stuff, or to demonstrate and explain complicated things more easily. So as many people are aware, or they're not aware, I hail from the land which is named the land, the nation of poets, which now they call a failed state, which is kind of peak. Somalia. So, if I give you a little history lesson, in 1859, an English explorer who travelled through Somalia, he discovered that there was a prevalence of art. And he wrote that the country team, and I quote, teams with, quote again, poets, poetes, poetitos, and poeticos. Now, I only know the definition of poets, so I don't know what the rest means, but I'm guessing it all means poets, or people that listen to poetry, or people that scribe it down. It's clear that the Somalia was once, it's very poetic, and you know, as we know, as if you're Somali, as you know, because we call it Gabe, and it's also in the songs like at weddings, or if you're doing Brambor, which is like a type of folk dance, and in our folklore and how they spread the stories around, which is great. So there was a Somali scholar, his name was Said Sheikh Samatar, and he wrote a scholarly article that accompanied the 1986 exhibit of Smithsonian's Museum of African Art, and he said, and I quote, "It's difficult for Westerners to appreciate poetry of Somali culture because, obviously," and he said, I quote, "whereas in the industrialized West, poetry, especially what is regarded as serious poetry, seems to be increasingly relegated to a marginal space in society." So this illuminates that, this illuminates to him that the Somali oral verse in is cultural to Somali life. Basically means poetry is important to us. More stories. And he also indicated that if you observe the Somali society, there's a remarkable influence of the poetic in the Somali cultural and political scene. Therefore, that shows you that poetry is very important to us. And I don't know, I just love poetry. I love the way it makes me feel. And in this podcast, I've decided that I'm gonna share my own poems with you. Now, as I said, not everyone is a poet, not everyone is the best. Like, to be the best is only a few people and a minority in every society, and I am far from the best, but I want to share my poems with you and to also help others to get their confidence. This first poem is untitled, but it's based on seasonal depression or the winter blues, or feeling down when it's the winter time. Flowers blooming and the return of insects, bees and butterflies celebrating the return of warm summer days. Brighter outside even when cloudy, the cloudy sky like a table lamp, still illuminating and warm. Welcome longer days. The bed suddenly does not feel so welcoming. Too hot, compelled to go outside and lounge on the grass. Negative thoughts finally being collected on garbage day. The mind feeling clearer and unlittered, but soon the darker, cold days will return and summer will check out. I need to move to a place where flowers bloom always and insects, although frightening, stay. That's where I'll find a permanent home. This next poem can be interpreted in many different ways, and it depends on you and how you understand the poem. It can be interpreted, well, from feedback, I've been told by some people that they see it as two lovers. Some people see it as the relationship between the sun and darker skin. But you decide. Skin rejuvenated, brought to life by her, the sun. Golden bronze glitter dusted evilly on brown skin, illuminated, more confident in showing his full potential to her. A shy admirer, watching from a distance adoringly, unaware of her effect on cocoa skin. How she gives him life, makes him more beautiful. The last poem which I'm going to share is titled Butterflies. Keep quiet. The butterflies in your belly will fly out of your mouth, their neon-coloured wings exposing how you truly feel, screaming uncomfortable as their wings dust your esophagus. Act normal, act aloof. The butterflies will settle soon on the flowers in your stomach. I've started up my blog slash publication Think Again, where it's a platform for young people to highlight issues, promote themselves, write, and also inspire others. So if you don't already follow it, it's let's-talk.blog, let's092 on Twitter, and let's talk092 on Instagram. And anyone can submit their work, they'll get full credit. But obviously it's on a volunteer basis. So if you want to share anything, email let's.talk.blog. No, that's the wrong email. let's.talk.092@gmail.com. And so far we've uploaded one on FGM, which is corresponding to the previous podcast episode, episode 8. So if you want to listen to that, and if you want to read about it on let's.talk.blog. And we have a lot of, you even got a special person who is writing for us, or currently writing for us. So stay tuned for that. And yes, follow us on our social medias. And hopefully you guys can participate or just read it. It'll be interesting. Also, I'm going to try to be more consistent with my podcasts, even though I'm not consistent, but life gets in the way. You know how life is. And if you want to be a guest on my podcast, holla at me in my DMs. And if you want to write for the Let's Talk blog, holla at me in my DMs or email me. Okay, bye guys. I know this one was very short, but I still worked hard on it. Bye. Hello, and thanks for listening. Please follow my social media on Twitter, Ayan Chats, on Instagram, Ayan Marian. It's Ayan with 2 A's, by the way. On Curious Cat, if you wanna ask anything or, you know, suggest any topics, Ayan Chats. And if you wanna follow my Snapchat, it's Ayan Yo. Thanks for listening and come back. Please. Okay, safe.